Peter Lewis, the director of African Studies at Johns Hopkins University, said food and fuel price increases have been devastating, threatening to erode 5 years of impressive economic gains.
The scale and scope and speed of accelerated price hikes has really been quite stunning.
Peter Odinga, a research economist at the African Development Bank, said continuing growth in 2008 is being negatively influenced by price increases.
It has been assumed that the oil prices would stabilize at around $90 a barrel, and we are seeing it is approaching $135, $140. So this will have to, it's a big threat to the African economies, especially those that are importing oil.
Global food prices nearly doubled over the past year, while oil costs 4 times as much as it did in 2003. African economies have registered growth for 5 consecutive years, expanding by 5.7% last year. Ondinge says he worries that higher food and fuel prices could prompt some governments to roll back market-based reforms.
I mean, they might attempt to provide subsidies. They might try to overborrow to cushion the poor.
The International Monetary Fund last month forecast that sub-Saharan Africa would register growth of 6.6% in 2008. The extent to which that forecast is being scaled back is not known. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.